Hey, it's Brother One.
And Brother Two.
From Two Brothers Mattress.
You'll spend 33% of this year on your mattress.
That's almost 3,000 hours.
Start sleeping comfortably now on a new Tempur-Pedic mattress.
Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
With our lowest price guarantee
and our 100-night trial,
your locally owned Two Brothers Mattress is your number one choice for Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Visit one of our five stores or twobrothersmattress.com.
twobrothersmattress.com.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Good afternoon, 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. 60 degrees, KSL's top story. We're ticking off boxes at a record speed to make sure Salt Lake City's ready for a new NHL team. Smith Entertainment Group has formally applied to put a team downtown. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe live with what we know. Amy.
Jeff, this is the first step to raising taxes, 0.5% in the city. Now the city council will have to work out the details with Ryan Smith. What's not totally clear yet, whether Smith wants to build a totally new stadium or just update the Delta Center. Salt Lake City Council Chair Victoria Petro was hesitant today to commit to either option.
I will say that there's models throughout the country that show basketball and NHL sharing facilities quite beautifully. We know that that's, you know, we don't have a lot of land here thanks to the mountains, so that feels like an organic match.
Petro says the city council will meet tonight to start this process, move it forward. She expects a public hearing in May and a vote in July. She says they will discuss what that 0.5% sales tax hike could also look like. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Amy. UDOT is offering a resounding no to a plan years in the making to build a wildlife crossing over a Park City highway. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera spoke to the group that's wondering what went wrong.
It's not to say UDOT hasn't done anything. They've lowered speed limits, added illuminated warning signs, but it hasn't changed driver behavior. Aaron Ferguson, president of Save People, Save Wildlife, also hoped their plan to build a crossing on State Route 224 would be an example of the state's dedication to wildlife if the Olympics are secured.
If we set a precedent as a venue host city that shows incredible dedication to environmental stewardship and the local resident wildlife, we'll set a precedent for the future host cities, hopefully.
UDOT cited DWR's latest study disagrees. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
If your water in Orem is looking a little murky today, the city says no reason to be alarmed. Today is the big flush. City water teams are flushing sediment from the water lines. They're checking every fire hydrant in Orem in preparation for the heavy water use months of summer. If your water looks discolored, they say to let cold water run a few minutes just to clear any sediment from your lines. No worries. Across the country, you've maybe heard news reports about squatting in homes across the U.S., but you probably haven't heard of any problems here in Utah.
Squatting is a growing problem, but Utah has laws to help protect homeowners from squatters. KSL legal analyst Greg Skorda says there are different types of squatters.
Not as a tenant, not as somebody that's overstaying their visit, but somebody who was never invited in the first place.
And that person broke into the home because it was vacant. However, if a renter stops paying rent, they can be charged with squatting. Skorda says don't take matters into your own hands, but rather contact law enforcement. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 4:03. A UHP trooper has been arrested for allegedly assaulting his daughter's friend while off duty. KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell reports.
46-year-old Officer Bronson Wood was arrested and booked into the Sevier County Jail for sexual assault and giving alcohol to someone underage. Police say Wood inappropriately touched a 19-year-old woman without her consent after he got her drunk in March of last year. It wasn't until March of this year that the young woman reported the assault to Richfield police because she reportedly didn't think anyone would believe her. UHP said Wood was placed on administrative leave last month while a criminal investigation ensued. They say they've begun their internal process to formally address the matter and have zero tolerance for this kind of behavior.
Police are asking that Wood be held without bail because he's an officer. The first seven jurors are seated in former President Trump's hush money trial. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the jurors include an English teacher, an oncology nurse, and a corporate lawyer. Kara McGee was excused for scheduling conflicts, but says she was surprised at the jurors' commitment to giving Mr. Trump a fair trial, regardless of their feelings.
It really seemed like everyone there was taking it very seriously.
11 more people still need to be selected before opening statements begin in the Manhattan case. The Supreme Court appears divided over obstruction charges brought against hundreds of people in connection with the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Donald Trump is among those who have been charged with obstruction of an official proceeding. Most justices, including Elena Kagan, signaled concern over how the Justice Department is using the law.
All it says is otherwise obstructs, influences, or impedes.
A decision isn't expected until late June. In other news that we are following, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is unveiling plans to separate out foreign aid bills for Israel and Ukraine. Democrats like Jared Moskowitz are optimistic the plan will help them move forward on the much-needed funding.
Instead of just one vote, it's four votes? Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I wish we would do it the other way because then it could get to the president's desk. We could pass it faster.
The Biden administration is optimistic but is reserving judgment until it sees the details. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 4:05. KSL Sports, BYU officials say they already had their eye on Kevin Young for head coach when Mark Pope announced his departure for Kentucky. KSL Sports BYU insider Mitch Harper told me Young is one of the best assistant coaches in the NBA.
He's the highest paid assistant in the league this past year at $2 million. He's well respected for his offensive background and his X's and O's background as well. This is a splash hire for BYU.
Kevin Young, the associate head coach of the Phoenix Suns, will be coming to Provo. You can listen to my full conversation with Mitch Harper about the new head coach at KSLpodcasts.com. KSL News Time 4:06 now. First look traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
It is emergency traffic due to an earlier vehicle fire southbound I-15 at the South Interchange in Murray. All lanes are open with the exception of the HOV lane, and we still have some crews over to the left shoulder. We still have stop-and-go delays through South Salt Lake. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My minute of news on the way next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.